Okay, we are on the bottom line of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. We pretty much finished the specific Gemara of Shehiya, and today the Gemara is going to discuss cases where you left on the food on the stove by accident or even on purpose, and then the Gemara is going to discuss Chazara, HaChazara. So the Gemara starts on the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Boy, my name Reb Chiya Bar Abba. Reb Chiya Bar Abba asked, Shachach kedeira al gabe kira. If somebody left a pot of food on the fire on Shabbos, ubish lo b'Shabbos, and it was cooking on Shabbos by mistake, mahu, what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, ishtik, he didn't know the answer, velo amar le, velo midi, he didn't answer anything. Lomacha, the next day, nafak, he went out, and darash lahu, and he gave the following drasha. Hamavashal b'Shabbos, if somebody cooks on Shabbos, bishogig, if it's by accident, then yochal, you can eat it. Not a problem, you can eat it. But b'mezid, if you did it on purpose, somebody cooked on Shabbos on purpose, b'mezid, lo yochal, you can't eat it. And then he ended off with a very cryptic statement, v'lo shna. And it doesn't make a difference whether or not, that's bishel. V'lo shna is going on the Rabbanans, on Shehiya and Achazara, right? V'lo shna, the halacha is the same. Okay? So the Gemara says, "My velo shna." What does that mean? That there's no difference if it's shehiya or chazara. So Rashi explains either b'mezid and b'shogig are both okay, or they're both not okay. Right. So the Gemara says it's a machlokes. Rabba. With what? So just like if you cook b'mezid, then you're not allowed to eat the food. What if you did shehiya b'mezid? You know you're not allowed to leave food on a fire. What if you did it b'mezid? And what if it's a b'shogeg? So Rabba of Rabbi Yosef the Amri Tarvayhu, Rabba and Rabbi Yosef both said lehetira, that it's leheter. What does that mean? That mavashel hu de ka'avid maisa, only by cooking where you did a maisa. Actually did a maisa, you left it on the fire to cook. So then b'mezid lo yochal. Then b'mezid you can't eat it. Aval hai, but over here by shehiya, d'lo ka'avid maisa, you didn't do anything. So b'mezid nami yochal. B'mezid also you can eat it. And certainly b'shoga you can eat it. The actual cooking b'shoga you can eat. For b'nachem by yitzchak omar, no li'isura. It's li'isura. What does that mean? Mevashel hu, by cooking, d'lo osi li'irume, a person will not come to make a trick. He will not come to lie. Rashi explains, because nobody's going to lie about doing an itzah doraisa. So therefore, b'shogeg yochel. So b'shogeg, you're allowed to eat the food. Aval hai, but by shehiya, da'asi li'irume, where a person will come to lie, and he'll say, he'll do it b'mezid, but say he did it b'shogeg. Right? He'll lie. So b'shogeg nami lo yochel. You can't even eat it b'shogeg. It's really a knas. We're going to have it in a few minutes. It's a knas. That's the machlokes of these two Amorayim. Okay, so now the Gemara is gonna go. Right. So what, the Rishonim asked that question. Why all of a sudden, when it comes to here, are we scared that someone's gonna lie and say they did it by accident when really they did it on purpose? So we have the same thing's gonna come up on Daf Mem on Shabbos and Daf about people that would heat up the bathhouse on Shabbos. The only thing I could think of is because there's two answers I could think of. First of all, people are more interested in food than anything else on Shabbos. It's something that they're really concerned about, right? More than anything else. I heard this from Rabbi Neuberger. He says it regarding a slightly different context. He says that the only malacha out of the 39 malachas, the only one that's actually mentioned in the Torah is Eish, is lighting a fire. So when it comes to lighting a fire, we have more chumas than anything else, because it's the only one that we know for certain. All the rest are learned out, halacha l'moshe m'Sinai and different drashas. It's the only one that's mentioned, so we treat it on a higher level. Either that, or because simply people are much more interested in food than anything else. So people will come to lie about food. But they're having company, they're having guests, right? Things aren't working out, okay. It's a much more, you don't find this by writing or by sewing. People are going to come to do crazy things. Okay, so Meshvei. So we have a question from a Tosefta on both Shitos, actually. It says as follows. Shachach kedeira al gabi kira. Somebody forgot and he left the pot up on the fire. Ubishlo b'Shabbos, and it was cooking on Shabbos. So the Tosefta says, b'shogeg yochal, on b'shogeg, you can eat it. B'bemezid lo yochal, b'mezid you can't. So right away, the top line of this Tosefta is the stira. Because here the Tosefta says that b'shogeg yes, b'mezid no. One held b'shogeg yes, b'mezid yes, and one held b'shogeg no, b'mezid no. So this Tosefta is a problem for both of them. That's going to be the question. Now the Gemara, the Tosefta is going to continue on for 20 lines. When is that halacha said that b'shogeg yes, b'mezid no? That's b'chamin shalohuch molkot sarchan. That's only if there's water that didn't reach yet the boiling point, or v'tav shal shaloh bishal kol tzarcho, or food that's not fully cooked. So leaving it there is actually going to do some benefit. Aval chamin shalohuch molkot sarchan. But if it's hot water that is already boiled, v'tav shal shal bishal kol tzarcho, or it's food that's fully cooked, then bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid yochal, you can eat it. Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir. Why can you eat it? Because it's not. There's no benefit now. It's already cooked. We're going to have a question about mitzvah v'yafalo, but right now, there's no. It's done. So you're not doing anything. There's no hanah on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda is more machmir. He says, chamin shehuch mukal tzarchon, if it's water that's fully cooked, then mutarin. Then it's okay. Why? Because water, as we said yesterday, the more it boils, the worse it becomes. It starts to evaporate. So that you can eat, that you could drink if you left it on the fire by mistake. But v'tav shel shabishul kol tzarcho, aser. It's aser. Why? B'pnei mitztamek v'yafalo. Because it gets better the more it stays on the fire. V'chol ha-mitztamek v'yafalo is anything that's mitztamek v'yafalo that gets better while it's on the fire. Kigon, for example, kruv, cabbage, the pulim and beans, ubasar taruf, and meat that's cut up into small pieces. And we had this yesterday, and Rashi says over here, that you're not going to be serving it to guests. We said yesterday, if you're serving it to guests, you want to serve them big pieces. If you want to serve them big pieces, then the fats of the meat don't distribute evenly throughout the food. But if it's small pieces, aser. B'chol ha-mitztamek v'ralo, and anything that's mitztamek v'ralo gets worse. Mutter, that's mutter. Anyway, that's the shittas of Rameir and Rehuda about leaving food on. Anyway, ketani miha. Anyway, the Brisa, the Tosefta started off by saying, tavshil shalol bishul kol tzarcho. That tavshil that was not fully cooked, and then there's a distinction between b'shogeg and b'mezid. So, it's a problem, Rashi says it's a problem according to both. Private point to both shitas. One said b'shogeg is good, b'mezid is good, and one said b'shogeg is no good, and b'mezid is no good. But the Tosefta says that b'shogeg is good, b'mezid is no good. So the Gemara says b'shlom aler of Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak's okay because he held b'shogeg is no good and b'mezid is no good. So we could say lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan kodem gzeira. The Tosefta is talking about before the gzeira where they asered shogeg because people were lying. And kan la'achar gzeira. And when he made his statement on the top of the page, v'lo shna, about the statement of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, that was talking about after the gzeira. So before the gzeira, they allowed shogeg because people weren't lying so much. But once, that's the Tosefta. So therefore, at that point in history, the shogeg was you're allowed to eat it. Right? But on the top line, when he said v'lo shna, that they're both aser, that's already after the gzeira. And after the gzeira, they assered even shogeg. El rabba Rabbi Yosef the amrila hatera. But rabba and Yosef said that even b'mezid okay to eat. So the Gemara says eat kodem gzeira. If it's before the gzeira, kasha mezid. So then how come b'mezid you're allowed to eat it according to him, according to them? Why b'mezid? And e la'achar gzeira. And if it's after the gzeira, kasha nami shogeg. It's also a kasha for shogeg. They made a gzeira, you're not allowed to eat it. It's b'shogeg. Here he comes along and says it's not a problem. So the Gemara says, you're right, kasha. That sheet is wrong. And we're going to see in a minute what we pass from like halacha l'maisa. Just a few more lines. My gzeirasa. What's this gzeira? What's this gzeira that we're talking about? So the Amar of Yehuda bar Shmuel, Amar of Abba, Amar of Kahana, Amar Rav. But Thila, originally, Hayu Omrim, they said, Hamavashal b'Shabbos. If somebody cooks on Shabbos, b'shogeg yochal. If it's b'shogeg, it's okay. But b'mezid lo yochal. B'mezid is not okay. If it's b'mezid, you can't eat it. V'hu adin l'shocheach. And the same halacha applied if you forgot one of the Issur d'Rabbanans. But mishirabu mashin. When a lot of people started to leave food on the fire, b'mezid. V'omer, when they said shchochemanu, we did it by mistake. Right, Tamati, that might be what you were saying, that people by food you have a much bigger concern that people are gonna have a taiva to do something wrong. Then chazru v'kantzu, they made a knas al shocheach. They made a knas on someone who forgot as well, and they answered that too. I guess why are we down the kafschos? I guess they saw that people were really not. That it wasn't a genuine. Oh, I really forgot. I guess somehow the chachamim knew that people were really lying. They were really taking advantage. I guess they saw that was the situation. So just a few more lines. Then now the Gemara says, "Kasha de Rav Meir ad de Rav Meir." Rav Meir, what he said today, and Rav Meir, what he said earlier in the perek, is a problem. Why? Because earlier in the perek he said that according to Beis Hillel, he only allowed Chamin and not Tavshil to leave it there. And here he seems to say both. So it's a problem on the sheet of Rav Meir. And Kasha d'Rabbi Yehuda ad d'Rabbi Yehuda. And it's a problem with Rabbi Yehuda also. Why? Because here, what's the Kasha of Yehuda? Over there he allows Chamin v'Tavshil, and here he doesn't allow it unless they're Bishul called Tzarcho. So it's a theory with Rabbi Yehuda as well. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a problem. Lo kasha. Kasha d'Rameir, d'Rameir, kasha d'Rabihuda, d'Rabihuda. So the Gemara says, d'Rameir, d'Rameir, lo kasha. Ha l'chatchila, ha b'di'eved. There, where we only allowed hot water, was l'chatchila. And over here, where he allows hot food, that's b'di'eved. He would prefer not to allow hot food because of the issue of mitzvah v'yafalo, but b'di'eved, he doesn't mind. And Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda nami lo kasha. Rabbi Yehuda also is not a stira, because kan gufu ktuma, kan b'she'ena gufu ktuma. If there's gar for katum, then he allows it, and if not. So one case is talking about where there was, and one case is talking about where there wasn't. It's not a stira. Now, iboy lahu. The Gemara has a kasha. Avar v'shaha mai. What if somebody went ahead and did shehiyah? So what's this question? Very difficult question. Rashi sticks in the word b'mezid. But he did it b'mezid. Avad v'shaha b'mezid mai. So the Rashi says, mutu la'ochel olo. You're allowed to eat this food. What's the question? So the best answer I saw is, according to, we just said a few minutes ago, that if it's a food that's mitztamek v'yafalo, then you're not allowed to leave it there, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? If it's mitztamek v'yafalo, and you left it there, you're also not allowed to eat it. The question here is, what if it's a food that's mistamek v'yafalo, but you took it off before it got to mistamek v'yafalo? Is that also part of the knas? Or in such a situation, he would say, no, you could eat it. In other words, the leaving it on the fire didn't benefit the food, because you took it off before it got to the stage of mistamek v'yafalo. Mai, what's the halacha? Meikansu rabbanon olo. Is there a knas in that case as well? So Toshma, the Amar of Shmuel bar Nosson, Amar of Chanina, Kishahalach Rabbi Yossi l'tzipori, when Rabbi Yossi went to Tzipori, Matzah Chamin, he saw there was hot water there, Shenishu al-Gabi Kira, that was sitting there that they left on the Kira, V'lo Aser Lahen, and they didn't answer it, which makes sense to what we said, because water is something that's been starting for Ralo, and there was never a problem. But Beitzim Mitzumakos, there were Beitzim that were shriveled, that were cooking, Shenishu al-Gabi Kira, that were on the Kira, V'Aser Lahen, and he answered them. So you see from here, that in such a situation, it's usher. It's even though it's mitzvah v'yafal, even if they took it off before it got to that stage, it's still not allowed. So the Gemara says, "My lav lo osir Shabbos." Doesn't it mean that they ushered it for that Shabbos? So the Gemara says, "Lo l'Shabbos haba." They let them eat it today, and they told them, "By the way, what you did today is a problem. We're letting you eat it, but next week, no, we can't do it." So we what's the edge are. Eggs are a food that's mitztamek v'yafalo, but they removed it before it got to the stage of mitztamek v'yafalo. So they left it there by mistake. We made a knas. If you leave it there by mistake, you can't eat it. And if it's a food that's mitzarmik v'yafalo, but they removed it before it got to the level of mitzarmik v'yafalo. So leaving it there didn't, there's no hana that was gained by leaving it on this fire, by mistake.
Well, the egg starts off, it's really a liquid. It's more like water.
So 1 second. So the Gemara is going to say, so it's debates mechlal debates in hamutzumako is mitzarmik v'yafalahen ninu. So our egg something that's mitzarmik v'yafalahen. Is that true? The Gemara says, in yes, it is true. The Amar, Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Pamachas, one time, Nisarachti Ani V'Rebi L'Makom Echad, me and Rebbe were in one place, Ve'Viu L'Faneinu, during the week, not on Shabbos, this was during the week, Ve'Viu L'Faneinu Beitzim Mitzumakos, and they brought us eggs that were in this state of being cooking a lot, Ke Ozrodin, they were like apples, sorb apples, V'Achlanu Mehen Harbi, and we ate a lot of them. We ate a lot of them because they were very tasty. So you see that they are under the category of Mitzrayim V'Yafalahen. How exactly, I don't know. I guess that at some point, maybe the situation will change, the Mitzias changes, but at this point it was considered Mitzrayim V'Yafalahen. So we don't have a Raya because it could be that was only for following Shabbos, they told him no. But for that Shabbos, maybe it was okay. So how do we pass in Halacha L'Maisa?
Is there a final stage of Mitzrayim V'Yafalahen?
I was wondering about that.
Every minute it's a little better than
right, but at some point it's going to start to turn bad. At some point the challenge is starting to turn bad, no matter how long it's there. I don't know the answer to that question. It's a good question. I was thinking about that. At some point, it's not the Yefalo no longer holds true. Right. Well, we're talking about before that point. Right.
No, but even before that point, you're still approving it.
No, we're talking about before it's even the time of
Yefalo. Right. We're talking about a case where it's
bivashal.
Right, but I guess on some, there's some objective difference between Bevashal Kol Tzarcho and Mitzrayim V'Yafalo. There must be some objective breaking point that the Halacha recognizes. So the Mechaber starts off in Siman Shin Yud Ches. Hamavashal B'Shabbos, if you cook on Shabbos, and then the Ramah sticks in. Osha Asa Achas Mishar Malachos, or you do any other Malacha. It's not exclusive to Bishal. So B'Mezid, if you did it B'Mezid, Asr Lo L'Olam. It's also forever. Ula acherim, but for others, mutter l'matzei Shabbos miyad. If it's for other people, it's mutter right away after Shabbos. But b'shogeg, if you did it b'shogeg, aser bo bayom, it's also for other people, gam l'acherim, even for others, ula erev, and for the evening, mutter gam lo miyad. It's mutter right after Shabbos miyad. You do not have to wait b'chidei shiyasu. B'chidei shiyasu is only if you ask a guy to do it, or if it's one of the Darabanans. Here we're talking about a Doraisa. The Magen Avraham points out that if you did this b'mezid, then your pot is usher as well, because the food is usher, and it went into the walls of the pot. There were blios into the walls of the pot, blios that are usher, and the pot also is usher. It's have to kasher it. The Bir Halacha points out that when we say that it applies to all malachos, he says that only applies if there's a change done to the item. So if you do hotzah b'mezid, you have a taiva and you have to do hotzah b'mezid, and you carry something from place A to place B, it will not be asa forever, because you didn't change it. But here with food, it will be asa forever. In Simen Reish Nun Gimel, which is the simen about Shehiyah and Hachazara, the Mechaber says, the Yimshachach, if you made a mistake, v'shaha, and you left it there, and made a mistake means either you didn't know the halacha or you just totally forgot. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. Imhu tafshol shebishal kol tzarcho, if it's fully cooked, then it's mutter afilu mitzdamik v'yafalo, even if it's mitzdamik v'yafalo. But imhu tafshol shehischil hisbashal v'lo bishal kol tzarcho, then it's asr ad matzah Shabbos. But if you did it b'mezid, asr shnehem, both asr. And then it continues, the more machmer by hachazara, that by chazara, it says if im hichzer Yisrael, if you did chazara, it's as if you did it b'mezid, even if you did it by accident. We treat it as b'mezid, and the Mishnah Berurah points out that umachmiran b'chazara tvei mibishihia b'shum the oven ma'isa, because you did a ma'isa, you actually put it back, as opposed to leaving it there from before Shabbos. That's in a nutshell the halachos of forgetting and leaving the food there. Now the Gemara continues the issue of hachazara. Beishame Omer af machzirin. Omer Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet said, "L'divrei ha'Omer machzirin. According to the shitas who hold that chazar is mutter, It's afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Rashi points out, what does that mean, afilu b'Shabbos? Even on Shabbos day. When on Shabbos day, it's pretty much, we're not so interested in having the food stay on the fire, because the day's already over, you know, the day's already almost over. Really on Friday night is when we would think that all these issues really come up, because we're going to have lunch the next day, we want to make sure everything's good. So no, even though it's Shabbos morning, and there might not be that much time left to Shabbos, and we might think that maybe you're not so interested in the food, nevertheless, the issues of Chazara still apply. Tosfos says, this whole issue, the whole machlokes about Chazara is on Erev Shabbos, whether you can put something back on the fire on Erev Shabbos. We'll see the Ramah in a minute. V'ah from Oshi Yisavar, af machzirin afilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos day, Chazara is mutter. To Amr of Oshia, because Rav Oshia said, how do I know even on Shabbos day? Pamachas, one time, hayinu omdim la'aliyah mirab chiyah rabba. We were standing in front of Rav Chiyah rabba. V'he'elanu lo kumkumus v'shalchamin, and they brought us a jug of water, midiyuta ha'tachtona, l'diyuta ha'elyona. They brought us a jug of hot water from the lower floor. They brought it up to us, we were up in the attic. The umazgu lanu es hakos, and they poured us off the hot water. V'hachzerinhu limkomo, and we returned the water to its place. V'lo amar lanu davar, and they didn't say anything to us. Now we don't know when this story took place. If it took place on Friday night or Shabbos, but what the mafarshim say is, since it appeared that they were not interested in returning the water because they were upstairs, and yet they allowed them to return the water. So too, on Shabbos morning, well, it appears that we might not be interested in returning the food to the fire, we're still allowed to return the food to the fire. Amrab Zirika, Amrab Abba, Amrab Tadoi. Lo Shanu. The only time you're allowed to return the food to the fire is Elo Sha'odin Biyado. If he's still holding on to the food, he's still holding on to the pot, then you're allowed to return it. Why? Rashi says, because if you let go of it, it looks like you put it on from scratch. And then it looks like it's Mexican Mavasha. It looks like you're cooking from scratch. As long as you're holding on to it. It doesn't look like that, because you're holding on to it. Aval hanichan adabe karka. But if you put it down on the karka, you put it down on the floor, it's usher to put it back on the fire, because you let go of it. The floor was a place that was reserved for pots that you were no longer interested in. So therefore, putting it back on the fire looks like you're doing something brand new. We're gonna get to bigger problems in a few minutes. I hear what you're saying. Wait till you see Rav Moshe Feinstein. Amar of Ami, Rav Tadoi da'avar legar mehu da'avar. What Rav Tadoi said about not letting go, that's only his own shita. That's not how we hold. But elahachi Amar of Chiyah bar Amar of Yochanan afil hinichal gabri karka mutter. Even if you put it down, it's mutter, like Stewie said, because it doesn't necessarily demonstrate that you weren't going to return it, and people might not think anything. But pligi bar Rav Dimi verb Shmuel bar Yehuda. It's a machlokas between these Amorayim, but Tavayu Mishmeid Rabbi Eliezer Amri. And they both say in the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Chad Amar, one says, Oden biyado mutter, as long as you're holding on to it, it's mutter. But al gabi karka asr. If you put it down, it's asr, on the ground. Chad Amar, and one says, Hinichan al gabi karka nami mutter. Even if you put it down, it's also okay. Amar Chizki Mishmeid Abaya, Hada Marta Oden biyado mutter. That which we said, that as long as you're holding on to it, it's mutter. Lo amaran elo shadayto lahachzer. That's only if you have intentions of returning it, which could come up if you accidentally took off the wrong pot, which you didn't want to return. Then, oh no, I didn't want to take this one off. Then maybe it's a problem. Aval ein dayto lahachzer. But if you had no intention of returning it, also you can't return it. Now here, there's no issue of Mexican Mavashal, because no one knows where your kavana is. He's still not allowed to. Michlal, that we see from here, dal gabi karka, that if you put it down on the ground, apal pisha daito lahachzir, even though your das was to be machzir, usher, it's still usher.
What do you do if you put it down because it's too heavy?
So you can't let go of it. That's what we're going to end up saying.
Why does it hold on to when it's on the ground?
We'll get to halacha lamaisa in a few minutes. I think we're going to answer your question. Igad the Amri, others say, Amar Chizkiya b'shmei dabaya, slightly different version, ha-damar al-dabe karka aser, that which we said that if you put it down on the floor, then it's aser to put it back, lo amara, that's only true, elash ein daito lahachzir, we had no intention of putting it back. Aval daito lahachzir, but if you had intentions of putting it back, mutter, then you can. Michlal, so we see from here, shadu odin biyada, that as long as you're still holding on to it, afal pi she'ein daito lahachzir, even though you had no intention of putting it back, mutter, you can still put it back. Now, by Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, Tila'an bimakal, what if the pot is hanging on a stick? In other words, you're not holding on to the pot itself, but you're holding on to something else that's holding on to the pot. Or, mahu hanichan adabi mita, mahu. What about putting it on the bed? So we said before that putting it on the floor is no good, maybe, because that was a place reserved where you're no longer interested in pots. But what about a bed? What about a halfway point? Rabbi Yirmiyah is someone throughout Shas who always asks these kinds of questions. And always asks, well, what about this? And what about this? And what about this? So at first you might think that he's being, you know, he's being a nudnik, but he's really not. I once heard he's saying your definitions are not completely defined. Your shiurim are not defined, because what about this case? You never told us. What about this? Your shiurim are not defined, so I don't know the halacha. You know, you gave one little rule, and how do I extend it? And boy, Rav Ashi, what about pinan mimecham lemecham? What about taking the food? You don't let go. You have it in mind to be master it, and then you transfer it from one pot to a different pot, or from one jug to a different jug. Can you return that second jug now to the fire? So in all these cases, teku. The halacha is teku. So the in Simon Reish Nun Gimel again, that's where all the action is. In Sif Beis, the Mechaber says as follows: Akira that has Grufa and Ketuma, right? As we've been saying all along, it has Grufa and Ketuma, so you have a blech. V'natal hakadera me'aleha, you take the pot off the fire. Afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Mutur lahachzira, you're allowed to return it. Kol zman, as long as shehiro seches, as long as it's still hot. And the Ramah is going to say in a few lines, "V'dafka shatav shel mevushal kol tarcho." Food has to be fully cooked, otherwise it can't happen. And the fact of it being boiling hot, all the mafashim say lav dafka. It just can't be that it cooled off. Can't be that it cooled off. Has to be still somewhat hot. And the
doesn't have to still be hot.
Doesn't have to be boiling hot. The roseches of boiling hot is lav dafka. And then the Ramah adds, V'odon biyado, still have to be holding on to it. And V'lohinicha al gabi karka, you can't put it down on the ground. And V'daito lahachzira, all the chumras, every chumra here mentioned is all quoted lalacha. And you have to have intentions to put it back. And then he says something what we did yesterday. And then V'oz motel lahachzira, afil l'kira al-acheret, even to another kira. So basically, there are four or five conditions. One, it has to be on a fire that's grufa and ketuma, has to have a blech. Two, it has to be fully cooked. Three, you can't let go. Four, it has to be that you wanted to put it back. And five, that it has to be that it didn't cool off. Those are the five. The only ones halacha l'maaseh that are ma'akiv are the fact that you have to have a blech and it has to be fully cooked. If you put it down, we say b'di'evit, it's okay. If you forgot, and if you took it off and you weren't sure if you wanted to return it, we say that's okay too. And the fact that it has to be boiling hot, doesn't have to be boiling hot, it just can't be that it cooled down. The Shaar Tzion says, what about, he only mentions the case about transferring from one to another, which we left off as a teku, so he says, he's Mekel, the Shaar Tzion, in the bottom here, in note Mem Zayin, he says, Al Kein, Lefiyani Yizdaiti Pashut, Diyech Lusmach Al HaMekilim Bebayezu, that you could be Mekel in this shaila about transferring from one to another. What about the case of putting it down in a separate place? Well, since we hold that even if you put it down totally, it's okay. In the Sefer Archa Shabbos, he raises the question about putting it on a counter, which is really no one puts it on a bed, and we don't put it on the floor. Putting it on a counter. So he says that if you're putting it on a counter, it's the same thing as not letting go, really. Because the whole reason you put it under the counter is to facilitate using it, and of course you're going to put it back. And if you let go, it's not an issue. One issue that does come up, which is a machlokas, is what about taking something out of the refrigerator, and something that's cold, and only to, all this, by the way, only refers to solid foods. Because liquid foods, we have a Banda Amram who say that there is bishel acha bishel, and even if it's cold, putting it back is going to be over the doraisa of bishel. That's a separate issue. We're only talking about now the derabanan. So if it's a solid food, can you put a solid food back on the fire, taking it out of the refrigerator? Take a kugel straight out of the refrigerator, can you put it back on the fire? So before we get to that question, the mechaber does point out, the mechaber, the Ramah, that if you want to do that, you can do a kedera on top of a kedera. And since that's not, and there are mekilim, even if the first kedera doesn't have anything in it. So you can have an empty kedera, you can turn it upside down and put cold food on top of that. That's not Mexican mavashal because no one cooks that way, and therefore that wouldn't be a problem. Others say there has to be something, some other machmirim say there has to be food in the first pot, and then only then can you put food on top of the second pot. But what about taking something out of the refrigerator and putting it straight onto the block? So that's a machlokas between Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rebbe Yoshev. Rav Moshe Feinstein holds, he says it twice. He says, Hine, lahachzir min hamakarer, to take something out of the refrigerator, al hatanor, to put it on the fire, davar gush, only a solid food, shenizbasha lefnei ha-shabbos, that's cooked before Shabbos. And it's totally cold, because it's been sitting in the refrigerator. It was never on the fire before Shabbos. So he says, aser, it's aser, lemakom she'efshar lehischamim ad shehayad soledes. You cannot put it anywhere on the blech that will, can reach the point of Yad Soledes, and he goes on to say, even if it'll sit there all day, and at some point become Yad Soledes, which I think must mean the food inside, as opposed to the spot, because if a spot's not Yad Soledes, it's never going to be Yad Soledes. So Ramosha's Makel, and he says it again in Chelek Dalet, in Simon Ayin Dalet, and he has like 50 questions. So in question Lamed Beis, someone asked him, Heichen Mutter Lahaniach Ala Blech, how can you put on the Blech, Peshabbos, Dover Yavesh, Hamavashal Kol Tzarcho, something that's cooked, that's Mavashal Kol Tzarcho, Vutsonin Lagamri, and it's freezing cold. And he says, Tshuva, Dafka Al Makom She'i Efshar Lavo Lidei Yad Soledes. Only, you can put it on a plate, only it will never reach Yad Soledes. Afilu Kishiyu Sham Kol Hayom, even if it'll be there all day, Mutter, Aval Al Makom She'im Yiyu Sham Zman Gadol. If you put it there after a long time, Yad Soledes, then it's aser. So that's what Stewie was saying. That's what Stewie was saying. It's not Mechzikim Avashal. So on this part of the blech, it is Mechzikim Avashal, and on that part, it's not? Right, I hear your question. Right, so he seems to be saying that if it's a spot that's not Yad Soledes, it's never going to get cooked. It can stay there for a million years, it will not get cooked. Therefore, it's not Mechzikim Avashal.
But it probably because the the way it's made,
then it's Yad Soledes, and you can't. We're saying if there's a Heichi Timsi where it's not going to reach Yad Soledes, then it's really taking it out and putting it on the counter. Okay, so it's a drop warmer. Why? Well, the Chazon Ish didn't like this for a different reason, for a slightly different reason, which Rabbi Yoshev was machmer. The Chazon Ish said that he said Kiven she'ein litzen toras kol echad ve'echad biyado. How can everyone make a distinction? The ein mechitza hamuvdel is bein hamakomos. There's no mechitza separating these places. It's very difficult for somebody to know. Therefore, val pizeh mor hagon Rabbi Yosef Shalom al Yosef Shlita, it's brought down in the Sefer Shavuos Yitzchak, shegam al gabe hapach hamachase es ha'esh, then on a blech, ein litein atavshil betchila af b'makomos she'ein chomam magia l'shir yashayad zaledes. Even if it's not going to reach Yad Soledes, he still can't. The blech is off limits. Certainly, according to Ramosha, if it will reach Yad Soledes, and certainly on top of the spot on the fire, that's certainly improper to be straight out of the fridge. What are we talking about now? Straight out of the fridge. I know, but he seems to say that since it's such a fine line, which there's no distinction, that he says it would be a problem.
The second thing is kedera or not kedera.
Yeah.
Can you put an empty kedera on the blech on Shabbos and then put something on top of it?
Yeah. So there are mikilim that say yeah. Yeah. Right. 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 The only thing I saw was a problem is if you have a very thin aluminum foil, which might not give the appearance that there's another pot there. It might just look like a little bit of a thicker blech. That might be a problem. That, by the way, I think was the problem with the kedera blech. That it was not really a kedera, it was really a blech. It was more kedera than blech. It was more blech than kedera, so that didn't solve the problem.
So Lamaisa, we say if you put it down and you're not holding on to it, it's fine. But it's obviously a chumra even the Gemara wanted in there. See, the fact is, you're talking about Meir Zion, anytime you take it off and let go of it, it's fine. But if someone walks into the room while you're putting it back on, even if you're holding it for 15 minutes, you're still...
Right, so I don't know, is Mexican Vashel because of Meir Zion?
Or
is it Xera that we don't want you to do real cooking? It could be a little slightly different. There are other reasons why you can't do Chachazar. Rashi says it's because of Mechzikim Mavashal. Mr. Burek, he's bringing that up.
It might be for yourself.
Right, it might be for yourself. We don't want you to mess up between A and B. So we asked A, so you shouldn't do B. Right, it might not necessarily be because of Meir Zion. All these Gedarim are to prevent that. I know. I hear you.
No,
a special blessing that made now in this room where it's like a vessel. It has water inside.
Right. Has water inside, right.
Water inside. So there's no problem of putting right on the left.
I don't know. I know this Kedera Blech had a lot of problems. A lot of people were against it. A lot of people were for it. I don't know. I can't pass him. But I'm just saying that I did see that Rabbi Ruby had mentioned that if you're going to use this Kedera Al Gabi Kedera issue, you should make sure that the bottom Kedera is not so skinny that it doesn't really look like a Kedera. That it should be a little bit thicker so that it's clearly distinguishable that nobody would cook that way. That you don't run afoul of the Mexican Mabashal problem. Right, so I don't know exactly about hot plates. This is very complicated stuff. Well, if we're around tomorrow. Yeah, people cook Kedera, Gabi Kedera, yeah. People do that. I don't know about hot plates, I'm saying on a blech. People do that all the time.
Now, the whole first part where you're talking about holding to eat when you take it, these are all quite liquids. Because the solids were allowed when you take from the refrigerator and put directly.
No, even solids, because the only time you could put a salad back, according to Ramosha only, was in a spot that's not Yad Saledes. Here we're talking about a situation where you want to have some of the foods, let's say Friday night. So you take it off, you don't let go, you have intentions to put it back, you can take some out, and then you can put it back. And you can only do that if it's Mubashal Kol Tzarcha, and you can only do that if you have a blech.
No, let's say you take it out, another example, on Friday night,
yeah.
and you can decide that this is not hot, this is too cold, let's put it back.
But it only applies if it's hot. You can't even put it back if it's cold. The whole heter is only if it's hot. What do you mean? It's on the blech and it's cold? How could that be?
Because it's not enough.
So then the whole heter doesn't apply. Then you probably can't put it back.
Because we don't have to fast here on Friday night. So you get home, it's not hot yet.
It's up to Mishnah. Tanner sheh sikur b'kashu b'gvava. If a tanner is cooked, I have pictures of the, I didn't have a chance to make copies. This is a kira. A kira is a double oven. Pass it around. A kira is a box. It's a rectangle with two ovens. A tanur is a very skinny. It looks like a little bit of a triangle with a spot for one pot on top. The Gemara is going to say that a tanur is extremely hot because as you get higher, it gets skinnier, so the heat retains itself greater. And a kupach is a box that holds one pot. Pass it around, and everyone can see what they are. So the Gemara now says a tanur. It's a new creation. A tanur is something that looks like a triangle, and it's very hot. It's hotter in there, more so than on a kira. Shehesikua b'kashu b'gvava. Even if it has kash and gvava, straw and stubble, which burns up immediately, even in that case, lo yitain, you cannot put something there. Bein mitocho, bein me'al gabav. Whether it's on top or inside. Why? Because we're scared, even though it's going to burn very quickly, all the straw burns up immediately, there might be some sparks that are still remaining that you might come to stoke. And again, Tosfos points out, whatever we have the machlokas before, what lo yitain means, is it shehiya or hachazara, that same machlokas applies here, between Chananya and the Chachamim. Kupach, a kupach which is a single oven, that shehesikuha begashu begvava, so a single oven is in between a taner and a kira. So if it has used kash and gvava, hareze kikirayim. Then we're makel, and we treat it like a kira. But the gefesu be'etzim, but if it's with gefesu, if it's an etzim, then we're more machmer, and we treat it like hareu katana, it's like a tanner. So the Gemara says, tanner shesikua, a tanner that was lit up, savor Rabbi Yossi lameim, Rabbi Yossi wanted to say, that tocho mamish, that when you can't put anything inside, that's mamish inside, and agabav mamish, and on top, it's mamish on top. Aval lismoch, but to put it next to it, like we had before, that we said smicha by a kira is good. Shapur d'amar, that's also good. So Eishvi Abaye said, no, I disagree. I don't think you can do smicha by a tanner, only by a kira. Why? Because the Mishnah says, kupach shesikua b'kashu b'gvava, if a kupach was lit up with straw and stubble, harehu kikirayim, then it has a din of a kira. B'gefesu b'etzim, but if it's used with gefes and etzim, harehu kitanner, it's like a tanner v'asr, and it's asr. Ha kira, but if it would be a kira, then shari, it would be mutter. Right? It's only because it's a kupach that it's asr. But if it would be a kira, using gefes and eitzim would be okay, like we've been saying all along. So now the Gemara says, b'maya skiran, what's the case? Where a kira is good, and a kupach is no good. E lema agabav, if it's talking about you putting it straight on top, u'b'maya, what's the case? E lema kisha'ena garfa katum, if there's no groove of ketumah, Elakira ki ain a grufa ketuma al gabav bishari? A kira without grufa ketuma, is that mutter? That's not mutter. Right? So that can't be the case. Elawat, elalav lismach. It must be talking about a case of smicha. So in a kira, yeah, that's fine. But a kupach, it's not fine. Victari harayukli tanar v'asr. It's like a tanar and it's asr. So Abaye says, I buy a tanar or buy a kupach, I think you can't do smicha. Only by a kira. Amr v'adavar avar. Adavar says, what are you talking about? Hacha over here, v'kupach gar v'katum. We're talking about a kupach that had grufa ketuma. V'tanar v'grufa ketuma skinan. And a tanar that had grufa and ketuma. The harehu kitanor, so then a kupach has the din of a tanor. The afagaf the kar fakatum, even though there's grufa ketuma, al gabav aser on top, it's no good, even with grufa ketuma because it's so boiling hot. Ha kira, but a kira ki grufa ketuma shaper dami. But a kira that has grufa ketuma, you certainly could put a pot there. So I disagree by it with you regarding the issue of smicha, and I would say that smicha is good even by a kupach. Tanya Kava said Abaya. We have a brisa which supports Abaya. It says, Tana shesiku b'kashu b'gvava. If a tanner is lit up with kash and gvava, ain't somchilo, it says straight out in this brisa, ain't somchilo. You can't do smicha. They ain't sarach lomar. I don't even have to tell you, al gabav, you can't put on top. They ain't sarach lomar l'tocho, you can't put anything inside. They ain't sarach lomar b'gefes uve eitzim. I don't even have to tell you that even if you have gefes and eitzim, you still can't. Kupach. A kupach, which is the box, shesikua b'kashu b'gvava. If it's lit up with kashu b'gvava, som chilo, then you can, because it has the din of a kirayim, of a kira. They ain't no stin al gabav, but you can't put anything on top. B'gefesu b'eitzim, why? Because then it has the din of a, you can't put anything on top, right? B'gefesu b'eitzim, but if you use gefes and eitzim, then ain't som chilo, then you can't put anything next to it, because it has the din of a tanor. Amalei Rav Acha Berei Deravel Rav Ashi Hai Kupach Hechi Dami. What is this Kupach? E Kikira Dami. If it's like a Kira, so then Afilu Begefes Uve Eitzim Nami. Then you should be makel by Gefes and Eitzim, because by a Kira we allow Gefes and Eitzim. And E Kitanor Dami. And if it has the din of a Tanor, then Afilu Bekashu Begvava Nami Lo. Then you shouldn't even allow it by Kashu Begvava. What's this middle level here of a Kupach? So Amalei. So the Gemara answers Nafish Havle Mehakira. It's hotter than a Kira. But vizuter havli midatana, but it's not as hot as a tanner. It's a middle level. So therefore, we break up the halacha. Hechi dami kupach, hechi dami kiro. What's a kupach and what's a kiro? What do they look like? Amar of Yosi bar Chanina, kupach makom she pisas kedera achas. A kupach is a square that you can put one pot there. Kira makom shefisas shtei kedera. So kupach is cooler, and you can put two pots there. It's cooler because the heat's distributed. Amar Abaye, Vitaimer of Yirmiya, Afan Anami Tanina. We also have support for this in a Mishnah. Kira Shenech Leka. If a Kira got broken, so Lit Archa, if it got broken lengthwise, which means both spots, to hold both pots are broken, then Tahora. Then the Kira becomes Tahar because it's no longer a Kli. Can't be used. So we know that a song that's not a kli can't be tameh. Only kalim can become tameh, not broken kalim. So if it breaks lengthwise, the whole thing is tar because it's not a kli. But l'rachva, but if it broke down the middle, then tameh, it's still tameh. Why? Because you can still use it. It didn't break in any part where they put the pots. But a kupach, which is what square, bein la'archo, bein la'rachbo tahar. Whether it broke lengthwise or widthwise, since it's a square, so once it breaks, you can't use it anymore. In either case, it's going to be tahar. Today's shir is L'zecher Nishmas David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai.